Allen Ginsberg dying. Allen Ginsberg is dying. It's in all the papers. It's on the evening news. A great poet is dying. But his voice won't die. His voice is on the land, in lower Manhattan, in his own bed. He is dying. There is nothing to do about it. He is dying the death that everyone dies. He is dying the death of the poet. He has a telephone in his hand, and he calls everyone from his bed in lower Manhattan, all around the world, late at night. The telephone is ringing. "This is Allen," the voice says. "Allen Ginsberg calling." How many times have they heard it over the long, great years? He doesn't have to say Ginsberg. All around the world, in the world of poets, there is only one Allen. "I wanted to tell you," he says. He tells them what's happening, what's coming down on him. Death, the dark lover, going down on him. His voice goes by satellite over the land, over the Sea of Japan, where he once stood naked, trident in hand, like a young Neptune, a young man with black beard standing on a stone beach. It is high tide, and the seabirds cry. The waves break over him now, and the seabirds cry on the San Francisco waterfront. There is a high wind. There are great whitecaps lashing the Embarcadero. Allen is on the telephone. His voice is on the waves. "I am reading Greek poetry. The sea is in it. Horses weep in it. The horses of Achilles weep in it. Here by the sea in San Francisco, where the waves weep, they make a sibilant sound, a sibylline sound. Allen," they whisper. "Allen."